Hello and welcome to this one-on-one interview with Flyers center Nolan Patrick here on Flyers Radio 24/7 and the Flyers Radio 24/7 podcast. Jim Jackson sat down with the Flyers rookie centerman to talk about his season so far, the improvement in his game over recent weeks, and his approach as the Flyers continue to fight for a playoff position and hopefully head toward the postseason. We hope you enjoy this Flyers Radio 24/7 one-on-one interview, Jim Jackson and Nolan Patrick.
Well, Nolan, now over 50 games at the NHL level under your belt. Your play obviously has been improving. I'm asked a lot, what's the key? What's been the big difference? It's better to ask you, is it physical? Is it mental? What's coming together?
I think the biggest thing is confidence. I think that's the biggest thing in any league for me. First half of the year is a lot of up and downs, kind of getting hurt to start there and then coming back from that. But I think when your whole team's playing well and you're winning games, I think that, helps everyone kind of, pick up their game. So I think biggest thing would be confidence.
Yeah, you talk about the team since December 2nd. That's now a three-month stretch. You have the third-best record in the NHL. From a team perspective, what has been the biggest factor in that turnaround?
I think just the guys in the room. I think obviously when we went through that, 10-game losing streak, no one was pointing fingers and, no one turned on each other. It wasn't like there was much panic in the room or anything like that. I think everyone kind of, knew we were going to turn it around, and then winning six straight right after was, huge for us. So I think it's most of the guys in the room.
And you were just coming back from the injury as that streak was happening. So I'm assuming it was almost like trying to jump onto a moving vehicle or something. First of all, just the pace of the game, but also the team wasn't playing well. So that had to be a difficult time. How frustrating was that?
Yeah, I think being hurt, it was frustrating, and obviously, watching when the team was struggling is tough. And you want to come back and contribute as much as you can, but it's never easy coming back from an injury. So, my main focus was just come back and try to help the team as much as I could. And obviously, I had a lot more to give than I was kind of doing at the start of the year. So, happy to be playing better and happy the team's winning. So.
How much did it mean to you that your coach and your coaching staff showed confidence in you? That as your play was getting better, the numbers didn't necessarily follow right away.
Yeah.
And he not only stuck with you, but he also promoted you to a line with Jake and Wayne at the time. How much did that mean to you?
Yeah, it was it was huge for my confidence, and I think I earned that position. And obviously it's a tough league to produce in, but when you're playing with guys like Jake and Simi, it gets a lot easier. And I think Jake's one of the best playmakers in the league, so he's got to give him the puck and get open, and he'll make plays. And Simi's unbelievable in that front, and he's great down there. So it's two really easy guys to play with.
Wayne's out right now, but let's talk about Jake. He's a great player. He's a creative player, but he's not what you'd say an orthodox player. He makes plays that other guys don't, maybe even can't
yeah.
make. But in what way do you have to adjust to that?
Well, he's a different player. He's the first player, guy that I ever played with that, tells you not to support the puck when he has it. He likes to, spread the zone out. And, he's the only guy that I've ever seen that can, fight off three guys and still make a, play. So, he wins tons of battles. He protects the puck better than anyone I've ever seen. And, his vision's unbelievable. So, he's a really fun guy to play with.
How strange is that, though? I mean, your entire career, I know, as a young player, you're told support the puck, support the puck, to not. You see him with the puck, you kind of go to a different area?
Yeah, you kind of spread the zone out a bit and, let him do his thing. But, it's nice. I like it, just kind of get open and, try to find the soft area for him because, he'll find you. So, he's a really easy guy to play with.
Now, let me ask you this. You've been around hockey your entire life, obviously a hockey family. So I'm sure you had a pretty good idea what it was like to be an NHL player, but still, experiencing it is different than watching someone else do it. Has there been anything that has surprised you about the NHL?
Not too much. I think everything was kind of, what I expected. The speed was going to be faster. Everyone was going to be, bigger, stronger. And maybe the only thing that was surprising is how, tough the faceoffs were when I first got here. That was probably the biggest adjustment. I think I've improved on that a lot throughout the year. And when you got guys like G and Coots on your team, you can watch those guys and kind of learn from them. So they've been big helps in that area.
I know you take a lot of pride in that because I've heard you going back and forth with Lawton and some of the other guys on faceoff percentage.
Yeah, I mean, Lazio always go back and forth. Who's who's got the better percentage?
You're close.
And stuff like that. Yeah, I don't know who's winning right now, but I'll have to check. So
he was actually in the top 4 or 5 in the month of February. So I guess you're helping push him. He was up over 60%. Let's talk about your development. No secret, you grew up in a hockey family. Your dad and uncle, NHL players. What's your very first memory of hockey?
Probably just skating on the rink in my backyard. That was probably the first thing. I remember when I first started skating, I hated it, and I was crying the whole time when my dad was trying to get me to get on the ice. And I don't know, maybe it was 4 when I played on my first team, and I loved it ever since then. And I remember my uncle scoring one NHL goal, watching it on TV in the basement with my dad, and that was the only memory I ever had of him playing. But that's kind of something I remember from when I was being a kid there. So
that's cool. So you cried the first time you were...
Yeah, I hated it. I didn't want to go at all. So
thankfully you got over that. We're all happy about that.
Exactly.
All right. I read a story where when you were 7 years old, you were watching Hockey Night in Canada, and you were actually dissecting plays already. You were talking to your father, your uncle, some of your family members about, why didn't this player do this, do that? Is that something that you just had that hockey IQ, that break down the game kind of thinking?
Yeah, I think I was just kind of, born with that. I don't even remember, doing that. I think I was just, I just watch hockey a little more, in depth than other kids would. And I always ask my dad and my uncle questions about, players and guys that my uncle was coaching and stuff like that. So I don't know if I just loved the game more than other kids, or was more focused on it, but I think it was just something I was born with.
Now, it's great to have, obviously, a dad and uncle who play in the NHL, and your family's so athletic. But and I'm sure there's a lot of advice that has come your way through the years. Is it ever overkill? I mean, you're probably getting a lot of advice from a lot of different circles.
Yeah, not really anymore. I think, this year they obviously backed off a lot, kind of, in the NHL now. I think, our coaches can take over that whole role, and they obviously are great at their job. But kind of going through junior, my uncle would watch my games and send me little videos here and there of things I could work on or plays I could make better. So he was kind of more big with the on ice stuff, and my dad was just supportive through everything. He never he always gave me a few little advice here and there, but he he never gave it to me if I played a bad game or something like that. He kind of just knew that I understood that I could be better, so he was always a supporter through it all.
That's really big. That's unlike most hockey parents. Yeah. I'm a hockey parent. I know I give it to my son on occasion when he doesn't play well, but I mean, that had to mean a lot to you, because he's obviously a guy who made it to the top and knows the game very well, that he would take that kind of approach.
Yeah, I think he just noticed at a certain age that I was pretty hard on myself already, and noticed when I played bad, I would already be pretty down on myself. But there's a few times where, I thought I played better than I did, and, he'd let me know that, still wasn't good enough. So, he was huge for me.
Now, you said they've backed off, obviously, but how much do you communicate with them in terms of, is it game to game? Is it week to week?
Yeah, I still talk to my dad probably every day, and, he'll text me after every game, and just a few words, good game, or, you can be better, stuff like that. But, my uncle's pretty busy coaching, his junior team now, so I'll probably talk to him twice a week. He, tried calling me last night when we were at that team event, and, he obviously really cares and, tries to watch as many games as he can.
Yeah, great player indeed. All right, you moved on to Brandon. You played there, I believe, officially as a 15-year-old, but then as a full-timer, 16 years of age. Talk about that experience. I mean, you were there. Most of the kids were older than you, but what was that like?
Yeah, it was, I think when I was 15 and went up for the, for the playoffs there, I think that's when, hockey was, the first time it was pretty hard, that I noticed, that was a big jump, and, that was the hardest it was for me growing up, and, I just remember going out there, and remember I was thinking everyone was so big and so fast, and, it was lots of fun, though. I got to play with some good players, and, Ryan Pulock was the captain there. He was in the Islanders now, and, it was lots of fun going on that run, and I remember playing the Loyal Kings, who won the Mem Cup in the second round of the playoffs, and, I had 2-on-1 the first shift of the series. I don't think I touched the puck again after that. Oops. So they were, they were a good team, and it was lots of fun playing there.
And then, of course, you played there as a full-timer, and Ivan Provorov was your 2-year teammate. Talk about that experience and what kind of player he was.
Yeah, it was lots of fun, obviously. You know, the first year we went, went to the finals and lost in the finals. And then the next year we went back there and you know, had a chance to do it again. And we won and then went to the Mem Cup there. And, you know, he was the backbone of the D Corps both years. And you obviously see what he does in, you know, the NHL. And he's obviously, our best defenseman every night. And he's, a great two-way guy. And in junior it was, unbelievable watching him. He'd put on a clinic out there every night. And just some of the plays he'd make offensively were, unbelievable. So he's a top-notch player.
Was there a moment, either your first full year in Brandon or maybe your second year when you just tore it up, where you said, hey, I'm pretty good. You knew you made it at least at that level?
I think when I scored 30 goals in my rookie year, that's kind of when I knew I had
a 16.
Yeah, that's kind of when I knew I had a chance. And, in my second year there when, I found some chemistry with Jace Hauerluck, Florida pick, and we had some good chemistry going there and started putting up some numbers and things were going pretty well. So, a lot of credit to Kelly McCrimmon. He was a great coach, great general manager. He pushed his players and he got the best out of all of us. So he was big for me and I think Pro V2 and Brandon.
Yeah, some great times for sure. Now, last year you had the injury issue. How frustrating is that you're playing through it for the most part? You couldn't be. I read something that says you were almost like playing on one leg at times. How frustrating? How tough was that?
Yeah, it was tough. I just had, so tough skating. I just would get tired so fast and, couldn't contribute like I wanted to. And, I just tried playing through it as much as I could to get some games in that year. But, it was one of the tougher years. And, obviously with the draft and stuff like that, it makes it a little more frustrating. But I don't think adversity at a young age is the worst thing. So
I was going to say, do you learn anything from that?
Yeah, I think, you learn how to take care of your body a little better. And, I think that was a lesson for me just to keep up with that stuff a little more. And, it's something I focus on a lot now. So
now you mentioned the draft. I'll ask you about it. I mean, I've seen you get asked about this a zillion times, but you were the consensus number one through most of the year, obviously, before that, and then until maybe about halfway through, Nico comes up.
Yeah.
You end up the number two pick. You don't seem, and I know there are some guys who are asked this question and they say it doesn't bother me at all, but I see in their eyes something different. But with you, it doesn't seem like it bothered you that much, that it really wasn't that big a deal to you that you were two instead of one.
Yeah, I honestly didn't care at all. For me, I would have been happy, either way. And 3, 4, 5 didn't really matter to me. And, when I got picked here, I was really excited. My family was really excited for me. And, obviously knowing Pro V coming here made it, made it exciting. I've loved it here ever since I got here. So, I'm really happy it worked out.
It was a little different, too, because you and Nico became friends, right?
Yeah. So maybe if I didn't like him, it would have been a little different. But, yeah, he's an awesome guy, and, he's a great player, so I'm happy he's doing well.
You talk about the draft, and I know you as a kid, you used to talk with your dad and with people about the Red Wings, how they had all these guys who were drafted, like, in the seventh round, and they became stars, that the draft is sort of a strange thing.
Yeah. I remember talking to my dad about, Datsyuk, how he went late, and me and my dad used to always watch him when I was growing up, and, we both loved his game and the plays he'd make, so... obviously it's the draft means something, but I think there's a lot of guys that bloom a little later, get overlooked a little bit. So I don't think it's the biggest deal.
All right, I call it rapid fire. It's not the word association. You can give me more than one word, but I'll basically give you something, a subject or a name, and then you can just tell me what first comes to your mind when I say it.
Right? Okay.
The Flyer who has helped you the most here getting adjusted to the NHL.
I got to go two guys in this one, Dale Weiss and Jake Voracek.
And what have they done? They're just...
Weiser was just, huge for me. Kind of both of them were the same way with, confidence at the start of the year when I was, struggling. And, they were just big helps to keep me positive. And, Jakey helps me with a lot of plays on the ice. And, he's such a smart player, so you can learn a lot from him.
The one thing about... kind of asked you this about the NHL that surprised you, but I'm not talking about the hockey side of it, the life, the NHL life. Is there anything that has caught you by surprise?
I'd probably just notice how much I hate doing laundry. Huh. I mean, that's probably the first thing. But you know, it's not that much different. You know, obviously you're living alone, but you know, I'm living with Hager, so it's pretty much the same as Junior living with a roommate. And, you know, it's been lots of fun, and you know, good thing he cooks. So
there you go. I didn't ask you about this, but there's so many young guys on this team. I mean, there's four of you now with Oscar, are 21 or younger, and a lot of 22, 23-year-olds. Do you guys feel like, hey, you're coming together as a team, this young group, and you're going to grow together? Is there a feeling of union there with that?
Yeah, a little bit, but, you know, I still think the top guys are, you know, G and Jake and a little older guys there, and Simi and Coot. So I think those guys are, you know, still the backbone of the team there, and they're the, you know, they run the offense, and they're all, you know, good two-way guys. So I think those guys are still the, you know, the main guys on the team there. But, you know, we just try to contribute as much as we can, you know, to support those guys. So,
have any superstitions?
No, I got none, really. I just, you know, have routines and do the same thing, pregame, same meal. But, no, I used to be really superstitious when I was younger, but I just think it's stupid now, so.
Tends to happen. Some people get more
superstitious. I just think that if you, you know, mess up one of your superstitions, it just, you know, gets in your head and, you know, makes it tougher to play good. So
it's just that noise, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Playoff hockey, not that, you know, you're hopefully heading in that direction here this year. I'm not saying you've made the playoffs, but playoff hockey in general, you've taken part in it at various other levels. And I've read some things that you say that is really what it's all about.
Yeah, that's my, you know, favorite time of the year. I love playing in big games, and you know, I feel like I get the best out of myself and, you know, in big games. And obviously I think the jump to junior playoff hockey in NHL is, you know, a lot different, and you know, hopefully we have a chance to play in it this year. That's, you know, that's our goal, and obviously I'm, you know, expecting it to be extremely fast. So you know, it's something I'm really looking forward to, and hopefully get the chance to play in it.
So I usually end these interviews by we've spent the last little group here, me saying something and you saying what first came to your mind. What do you want people to think of when I say the name Nolan Patrick?
It's probably just be a good person, a good teammate. It's kind of the main thing for me, obviously. You know, on the ice, the fans love to watch you play, and that's something that you know, they always support you with. But I think being a good teammate and good person off the ice is one of the most important things.
Nolan, this has been great. Thank you very much.
Yep, thank you.
Thanks for checking out this Flyers one-on-one interview. Jim Jackson and Nolan Patrick here today on Flyers Radio 24/7 and the Flyers Radio 24/7 podcast. If you haven't checked us out yet, FlyersRadio247.com is the place to go for the Flyers Radio 24/7 stream with some great